All right, that was a prime example, folks, of telephone carelessness. Basically, the two girls were having a private conversation and didn't know they were being recorded. Well, boy, the laugh's on them, isn't it? Anyway, that was, I believe it was Care Grateful Dead and Heidi Telefun, Fencher, whatever. Well, you girls have been suspended from the rest of the tape, and you will get no Max snack. And you can now, the both of you, go up to your rooms without dinner. All right. Anyway, this is the part of the telephone tape here where we go to our telephones that have been ringing off the hook and find out just exactly who wants to be calling me at this moment for various reasons. We get these calls all the time around here at the Paul Mac Studios, but we only take the time once a day to answer the telephones, and if I'm beginning to sound like David Letterman, well, that's too damn bad. Okay, we're going to go to the phones now and to find out who's calling us at this unearthly hour. Hold on a minute. Hello, who's on the line?
You smut puddum.
Another geek quoting Brian W. Feedback, who often quotes David Letterman. We have some lovely parting gifts for you. thank you very much. Let's go over here and see who's on this one. Hello.
Greetings.
Hello.
Shall we play a game?
No thanks. I've already got a date for tonight. Let's move over here. Hello, you're on telephone live. Who's this?
Hello, yes, I'm Brian W. Feedback.
You're already on this week's tape. Hello.
This shit is cool, man. God damn, it's cool. I fucking love it.
Well, thank you very much. Hello.
Ooh.
Sorry, no gay bunnies allowed. This is family hour. Hello? Bless you. Hello?
Hammond and Hardman.
Next. Hello?
Oh my god, it's a stolen idea.
Now come on, John. You're a stolen idea. Look who's talking. Hello?
Oh, John. You stole an idea.
Exactly. That's what I was trying to tell him. And hello?
I love it.
All right. Hello? Thank you very much. Hello?
You're a sick man.
Jim, you're pushing. Hello?
I'll insert something, ma.
Get out of here. Get out of here. Get. Go. Go. Leave. Thank you. Hello. Hello.
I'm sure. I mean, come on.
Come on. You're over-exercising drop-in privileges. Thank you. Hello.
Answer me, motherfucker.
Hello.
Answer me, motherfucker.
Hello.
Answer me.
Hey, we must have a bad connection. Could you call back?
Motherfucker.
Yeah. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Motherfucker.
Hello.
I love that.
Peachy. Hello.
Shut the fuck up.
Typical ex-co-hostess. Hello.
Hello, this is Bob. Oh, yeah, I gotta get going.
Good. Hello.
All right, yeah, typical movie scum. That figures.
Okay, thank you, sir. hello.
Area code 818-761-3330.
Well, couldn't have put it better myself. hello.
This is dumb.
And now you tell me. Let's get out of here, shall we? Let's blow into this.
This is John. I just really a personal message. I gotta tell you, you're the most talented individual when it comes to telephone production I've ever listened to. Now that I buttered you up, can I borrow $50? No, just kidding. No, your production is incredible. Anyway, I won't ramble. I remember what happened last time I rambled, so, yes. I will talk to you later. Bye.
Well, thank you very much, John. Of course, you don't have to remind us all how incredibly gifted and talented and superficially special I am. And as far as Nina, where the hell is Nino anyway? I don't know. Who cares? Anyway, stick around for more comments and stuff coming up.
And this is Barbara 25, Miss Hawkline Monster, the wannabe slut. And after I heard my last comment, I'm so ashamed. You're a person a few beers in, they'll say anything. But yeah, that was a real good take, and I think I have a solution to Boutique Outcome being so plagiaristic, if that's such a word. I think we ought to tie him up outside the tree outside my house here and throw cold water on him and make him sell used golf balls. Anytime he uses any of my material, that's a good idea. I want to say hello to Karen and Kat. And, Mickey, happy trails.
Yeah, it's Karen Grateful Dead, a Devon slut, and I know I already left the comment, but I'm in a pretty pissed off mood, and I just gotta get it off my head. First of all, the cops are just at my house, and they were inquiring about any knowledge I may have in the shooting of Nina. Oh, I'm sure, me? Come on. Anyway, no, well, seriously, this is like serious business, what I'm gonna talk about next, and this is the truth. I have a friend who's in prison, right? And I write him and he writes me. He's in Montana State Prison. He's been there for 5 years for felony theft. That just goes to show you how stupid the laws are in some states. In any event, he just wrote and told me that the cops took one of the poems that I had written and sent to him. It's not about him. It's nothing, you know, pornographic or anything they probably beat their dick to, but just something I had written and sent to him, and they took it away from him. Now, doesn't that suck? I mean, that really sucks. I'm pissed off. And it's the truth. I'm not just playing around. I really am mad. Fucking cops, don't they have anything better to do with their time in prisons and take away poems that one person sent to another? Fucking geeks. Well, I gotta go finish painting my fingernails. I'm just really upset about this. This has been Karen Grateful Dead, the Divine Slut.
The stereophone on Calcom. We're so impressed. You know, I remember the days when Feedback broadcast and Stereo Rich and look at Brian. You know, all the good phone lines, Rich, don't broadcast in stereo. So you've kind of sealed yourself out there, Rich. Oh, well, I want to leave a comment, and it, well, actually, it's not about Rich, but it's pretty rich to make fun of him now. So we're going to leave a comment here. This is Mr. Ob, of course, and Mr. Bubble's funeral is coming up in about 2 weeks around the telephone caller collage. I want to make sure you all catch it, because we're going to feature a lot of Lawrence Welk music and just a ton of fun. Even more fun than stereophone, which is rather stupid. So we're going to get going here now, but to remind you all that there is another phone line here in the Musk Valley that doesn't broadcast in stereo, and it's a damn good one if I say so myself. It's called Observatory 702-0429, and it's only in mono, but the fidelity is just as good as stereo. So we're going to go, and we're going to say bye-bye, ta-ta, fee-fee, and foo-foo, and bye-bye for now. Goodbye for now.